Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody, as we get started on an incredibly important day in America. And I don't mean just because you're listening to this show, Political Coffee, where we talk about the political issues of the day in a manner that I hope gives you thoughts and ideas and ammunition, since we believe in the Second Amendment here, ammunition to change your world by persuading the persuadable. No, not by convincing them they need to do something and change their political allegiance, but really just helping lead them to water so they can choose to drink. Like the proverbial horse. Thanks to former mayor of Willamina, Curtis, for sending me just moments ago a story I had missed. You know, there's a big rally tomorrow, right? Yeah, at the Capitol. You bet. I'm going to be there. I hope you are, too. You're hearing the ads. Thank you to Freedom Heating and Air for graciously giving us their paid-for ad time to air the ad and urging you to come to the Election Integrity Rally tomorrow at the Capitol. Starts at 9 a.m. and it goes on to about 1 o'clock. I'm not talking about that one. I mean, I do want you to come. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about what Curtis just sent me. Anti-mask rally planned after unmasked customers were allegedly told to leave Salem Winco. Yep. There's gonna be an anti-mask rally. Folks, this is happening all over the country. No kidding. It's happening everywhere across the country. People are fed up. We've had enough. If masks worked, again, this is not rocket science. And again, these are things that you can share with people who are the persuadables. If masks work, we've had a mask mandate in Oregon since July. Thank you, Governor Brown. We've had a mask mandate since July. And it exploded. We've been told to socially distance. All of our businesses have had these beautiful, wonderful plexiglass barriers up. You got to wash your hands. Those are all good things, actually. Not bad. We've had all of this in place, and it still exploded. So how much of it really works? Seriously, now think about it. How much of what Kate Brown has said we have to do, her changing positions, now going to church and is recommended that you only have so many people. Why? Because it's found to be unconstitutional. What about wearing a mask? What about what a new bill in the New York Assembly is proposing? How long do you think it will take for Oregon to get? What kind of a bill am I talking about? It's New York Bill A is an Alpha 416. It allows the governor to detain people suspected of being a danger to public health. Yeah, it seeks to amend the New York health law so that if someone or a group of someones comes down with a communicable disease, oh, like maybe AIDS or a sexually transmitted disease, isn't that communicable? Anyway, the state can remove them and place them in a detention facility for being potentially dangerous to others. You don't have to have the disease. It applies to people suspected of having the disease, suspected of being a carrier of the disease, or someone who has been exposed to the illness. This is actually a bill. Welcome to the gulag, comrade. I mean, this is worthy, is it not, of, say, a Joseph Stalin? Is this not worthy of a Kim Jong-un? Or even what they're doing now in places like China. Is this not where this is America? Not according to these people. It's stunning, isn't it? How long until this happens in Oregon? You think I'm kidding? Really? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, friends. It's serious business. You want to talk about liberty? There's a story in Oregon that relates to this also. You see, in Oregon, if you value your liberty, there's a new law that begins. It's called Universal Visitations for Infants and Families. Yes. Yep. You, if you've had a baby, you're going to be visited by a politically correct bureaucrat from the state of Oregon, whether you want it or not, under this new law. Now, I got to tell you something, friends. This was an idea of, or variations of this idea were proposed when I served in the legislature. I forget what year it was it first reared its ugly head. You think forced vaccinations is bad? How about this? How about just because you've had a baby, now a bureaucrat is going to knock on your door and going to look at your home and ask you questions like, do you have a gun in the house? You think I'm kidding? I'm not. What else are they going to ask? Do you have a telephone? Well, I mean, who doesn't today? What else are they going to ask? I mean, just how far is this going to go? You want to know what's at stake in America today and in Oregon? It's a thing called liberty. And boy, it's being tested today in Georgia. Do you want, I mean, you know, some of you are parents. Some of you have, you know, kids that are in the process of having children. Do you want the government, a government bureaucrat, to knock on your door and say, we'd like to come in and see your home and, you know, just share with you all the wonderful things. We want to assess you as a parent. You know that those bureaucrats have the power under the law to decide if you're a fit parent or not. You think forced vaccinations are bad? Something that even liberal women in Oregon, liberal Democrat women who are pro-choice, they oppose. You think that's bad? How about this? You think that it's not impossible for a state to pass a law that says if you're even suspected of having a communicable disease, we can lock you up. If you don't think your liberty's threatened, folks, you are, I want to be kind here. How can you look at this and not see what this represents? It is a true threat to your liberty, and it's a true threat to the very founding principles of this nation. And yet, it is happening before our very eyes. Now, that gets us back to Georgia. Now, we, you and I, can't have any impact really in Georgia today other than one thing. And I'm going to ask you all to do this. Just one thing. That's pray today. I mean it. You pray today. I ask you, I implore you to spend a substantive portion of your day today. I mean it. Praying that the voters of Georgia will re-elect two Republican senators. Why? Because if Trump cannot pull this off, and I've got news for you on that that you don't know and you're not going to see reported anywhere. If Trump cannot pull this off, if it is not in God's plan or his will to have Donald Trump serve another 4 years right now as our president, then our last line of defense for your liberty to stop crazy ideas like what they're proposing in New York to lock you up if you're suspected of having a communicable disease. In Oregon, to get bureaucrats visiting your home because you've had a new baby, and they get to determine whether you're a fit parent or not. You want to stop that madness? It stops in the U.S. Senate, folks, because it stops Joe Biden or Kamala Harris from appointing radical leftists to the Supreme Court or to the courts entirely. It is the only defense left. So you better pray today, seriously, that the people of Georgia make the right choice, that supernaturally, and I mean it, I'm going to suggest you pray this way. Whether you believe it matters or not, folks, you need to pray that supernaturally people will walk in there thinking they're going to vote for these two liberal Democrats, and somehow they walk out of there having voted for the two Republicans. We cannot let the Senate go to Democrats, because they'll appoint judges that will say it's okay for New York to confiscate you. To literally, if you've been suspected of being in contact with someone with a communicable disease, they literally can arrest you and put you in a detention center. You don't think your liberty's in jeopardy? You better wake up. So everything I just shared with you is something that you can share with someone in your world that is a persuadable voter. It's a way that you can start a conversation. You can say something like, you know, if your daughter or granddaughter just had a baby, did you know that the state of Oregon has a new law that a bureaucrat has every right to knock on your door and walk into your home and determine if you're a fit parent or not? And do you know that those bureaucrats have the power to take your child, your brand new baby, away from you if you're found, in their view, not to be a fit parent? Like, maybe you're a danger to your own child because you have a gun in the house. Or how would you like to be someone, like is being proposed a law in New York State right now, that if you have been exposed or even suspected of being exposed to a communicable disease, they literally can detain you in a camp? You could start a conversation that way, couldn't you? Think it might get people to thinking? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line. What do you think? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Or you can shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. The story, by the way, about there's a rally planned for Saturday. It's a protest outside of Winco Foods in South Salem, after an employee allegedly denied service to a customer, an older senior citizen, who refused to wear a mask. Winco, like many businesses, the Statesman Journal story says, has adopted a policy requiring customers and employees to wear masks inside the store. The policy allows for some medical exemptions. It's unclear, by the way, this is a typical leftist. This is Whitney Woodworth of Salem Statesman Journal. It's unclear whether a video of the incident, like, you can't believe what your eyes see, huh? It's stunning what they teach young reporters. They don't teach them journalism. They teach them biased reporting is what they do. Oh, and did I mention that so many of them are saying, that video of, all of those suitcases coming out from underneath the tables after the Republicans got kicked out and they were supposedly shut down from counting in Georgia. No, that you don't believe that. Those are okay. Those were regular ballots, and they were just placed in these ballot transmission cases. Don't believe your eyes. Anyway, it's unclear, the reporter writes, Whitney writes, whether a video of the incident titled Senior Citizen Denied Food at Winco Grocery Store for Not Bowing to the Mask Police, unquote, is connected to a string of videos showing people entering businesses in Oregon refusing to put on masks while filming employees. Duh. It's unclear whether that's connected. You people are idiots. Yes. You reporters, you're idiots. You know why? You don't get what's going on out there at all. The video was posted, you got to love her bias here. The video was posted on YouTube and Parler, a micro blogging website favored by conspiracy theorists, right-wing extremists, and those fleeing censorship on other social media sites. Stop for a moment. A liberal reporter admitting there's censorship. And it's okay. The rally is set to take place outside the store at 1 p.m. this Saturday. It comes in the wake of a string of right-wing protests that have resulted in violence, arrests, and property damage in Salem. Really? What property damage have the right-wing protests done? Oh, they broke a couple of windows stupidly and wrongly at the state capitol. Hey, Whitney, did you talk a whole lot about the Antifa BLM breaking of windows downtown in private businesses? Probably not. Maybe you did, but you know what? It would be nice, Whitney, if you had the ability, the intelligence, and I mean this, to write a story that's balanced. Oh, like maybe saying, talking about the past of left-wing activists damaging property, violence, and arrests long before the Proud Boys showed up in Salem, Whitney. It would be nice if you could be a journalist and write a balanced story. Wouldn't it be nice? Anyway, 1 o'clock Saturday, folks. That sounds like we ought to maybe just go do an anti-mask rally at Winco. Now, lest you think that I am becoming a bit on the extreme side of things, I'm fed up with government telling me how to live my life. I've had enough. That's what tomorrow's rally at the Capitol is about. Thank you, Freedom Heating and Air, for giving us the airtime for you to hear the ad. Tomorrow is the Election Integrity Rally. Because elections matter. Because, you see, if Kate Brown wasn't our governor, and maybe we even had a Newt Bueller as governor instead of Kate Brown, we might not have the unconstitutional mask mandate or some of the other heavy-handed tactics that Kate Brown's bureaucrats have been forcing down our throats. We might not have that. Elections matter, folks. That's what the rally's about tomorrow. But it's also about standing up against tyranny. Now, the tyranny is very subtle, is it not? It's Kate Brown saying to Winco and other big businesses, you better enforce our edicts, because if you don't, we're going to levy fines against you. By the way, I went past Courthouse Athletics, the South Salem location the other day. I was driving into town. Parking lot was full, people. That's a good thing. John Miller, owner's got five locations, been fined $90,000 plus, who knows how much now, by Kate. We ought to be protesting in support of John Miller. I mean, we kind of are because the parking lot's full. But literally, we need to go down and protest in front of the Winco Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then we ought to go down and we ought to wave flags of support in front of every business that has chosen to open up, like a Courthouse Athletics. Don't you think? I think we should. 503-589-1220. Friends, I'm done. I mean it. I'm done with this nonsense. If masks worked, again, we've had a mask mandate since July. Everywhere you go, you see people walking into stores with masks. It is extraordinarily rare to see someone in a store anywhere without a mask or at least a face shield. I won't wear a mask. I put on a face shield. There's reasons why a face shield to me is not restrictive. A mask is, for a number of reasons. But I'm telling you, folks, until we start pushing back, we're going to lose our freedoms. Elections matter. More to come, including what's happening in these states and my little story about what happened in the White House yesterday. You have not anywhere. Back in a come on and sing my song all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Yesterday, I did not read the email from Dave that was from Candace Owens. In it, well, it starts off with this, and then I'm going to go to the phones. It starts off with this. At the moment, POTUS is sitting on a stack of Trump cards that he's just waiting to unleash, a royal flush. Now, I'm going to stop there because, yeah, I think he is. And I'll tell you the story that I heard through one of the congressmen that was in a 9-hour meeting with the president yesterday, folks, in the White House. Got a text message from Freddie who says a gender-neutral term is idiot, which applies to the fraud deniers. Yeah, I think that's about right. State Senator, Oregon State Senator, from Clackamas County, Alan Olson is resigning. Got 2 years left. Sounds like he's moving, getting out of Oregon, actually. And he said, the state and the country are in dire times, and I'm sorry, I will not be there to help. Be careful in your decisions, as the path you set upon could be very destructive to Oregonians. Apparently, he and his wife bought land in central Indiana, September 2018. Be careful in your decisions, as the path you set upon could be very destructive to Oregonians. So he'll resign, and what will happen is the commissioners, primarily of Clackamas County, are going to replace him. Let's hope they replace him with someone who continues to have the courage to go walk out when you need to. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Again, I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for giving us the airtime. They're paid for airtime. in their ads to have us run the intection or the election, rather, integrity rally for tomorrow. Come and join us. This rally from 9 a.m. to 1 is centered on faith and prayer. It is not a raucous protest. It is held in connection with the Stop the Steal rally, the big one that is happening in several places at different times tomorrow in Washington, D.C. Now, I think this thing in D.C. is going to drag out. I don't think it's going to be over tomorrow, and I'll tell you why. But I got to go to the phones. Let's go to Art first, and then we'll move on to Tim. Art, good morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Jeff. You're absolutely correct on all the stuff you're talking about. We're headed towards, you know, serious times here in Oregon. I mean, you look what is happening and how the Democrats and Kate are attacking anybody who speaks up or protests. You know, they accuse us of things that are untrue, but going after mothers who happen to stand up and say, hey, you know, you need to support the Republican agenda, like that lady, you know, that went to Washington, D.C. Oh, by the way, you know, the president of the Proud Boys was arrested in Washington, D.C. Either yesterday or this morning.
Yeah, he was because he had taken a Black Lives Matter flag from a church and burned it. That's why he got arrested.
Yeah, for sure.
Hate crime.
You got to be careful what you do because we don't have any rights in this country anymore. Unless you're a Democrat, then, you know, everything you could do is okay.
Two systems of justice. And isn't that, seriously, isn't that why these elections in Georgia today are so important?
They are very important, Jeff. I mean, if the Democrats got a hold of the Senate, as Mark Levin said, kiss your country goodbye. Kiss your Constitution goodbye, because our republic will be destroyed by the Democratic Party. There is no doubt about it. But I did want to say, Jeff, yes, pray today about the election, but also pray for our brothers and sisters who are going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, because Antifa and Black Lives Matters are going to be out there with their violent ways, and it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow in D.C. There is no doubt about it. And, you know, pray that tomorrow Trump's plan works to keep him in as our president, because even though we will have the Senate, there's a bunch of wishy-washy Republicans in that body who won't stand up for our constitutional rights. And let's hope those who have, you know, protested this election are strong tomorrow and don't take no for an answer. And the commission is established to look at all this fraud that occurred.
Well, all right. So, yeah, a good point. And I'm going to leave it there with you because I want to move on to Tim here in a moment. But you're right that there's a story in the Epoch Times today that there are even more conservative senators who are saying no, they are not going to oppose the Electoral College results. Senator John Hoeven former governor, Republican of North Dakota. He supports the president, but under the Constitution, in his statement, states are responsible for our elections and the people through the Electoral College elect the president. Each state certifies its electoral vote, not Congress. Yes, but Congress has to certify also. That's my. And his fellow Republican Senator, Kevin Cramer, he's not going to do it. Shelley Moore Capito, from Republican of West Virginia, who just won another term with Trump's endorsement, is also not going. These are all conservatives, and they believe that it is wrong for Congress to refuse to count electoral votes that are certified by their state government. Mark Levin had the most brilliant return to this yesterday, rebuttal to this. You know what it was? Nothing in the Constitution says that the vice president shall count or Congress shall endorse or vote for fraudulent or disputed electoral votes that are unconstitutional. The Constitution does not provide for that. Therefore, it is permissible for senators to object. You do not have to vote. The vice president does not have to approve of unconstitutional electoral votes. That's why there are a number of states now that are asking the president. A number of Georgia state senators are communicating to the White House today, to the vice president, to have him delay for 10 days the electoral count. They want the opportunity to change it. The vice president has to say to every state, Wisconsin's doing the same thing. They're going to pass a resolution on Thursday to decertify. The vice president can say to each state, I do not believe your electoral votes are valid. Send me valid votes. He can say that. He could do it today. I think that's what the president was talking last night about in his comments at the Georgia rally about Mike Pence doing the right thing. Let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Too smart. Tim, makes me appear dumb. Hopefully this isn't too far off the topic. When people show up with guns and bats, I think that presents the wrong image. I talked to a public official, elected public official, that was nervous about that. And I told her there's a difference between bats and guns. Bats are aggressive and guns are defensive. And when I was at the last rally, they had guys with, you know, kind of camo clothes on, and this guy had 4 rounds of live ammunition. And when I walked by the guys with bats, I didn't like it at all. And I didn't talk to the guys that had guns. Did you not feel
threatened by guys, you know, displaying firearms openly, but you did feel... Hey, hang on through the break, Kim. I'll get to you on the other side of this. Did you feel threatened by the bats and not by the guns? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the 7 o'clock hour. In a moment, we'll go back to Tim and have him answer that question. I do want to remind you that I use the Pro Bioscience CBD products, especially that pain stick, because it works. You got pain in your body? You want to take care of it? Feel better? You should try the pain stick. You really should. I told you the story about my mother. I got it, gave her a pain stick for Christmas. One of many things I gave her. It wasn't the only thing, by the way. And I, you know, she has arthritis in her hands, her fingers. And she's been very happy with using the pain stick because it stays on your skin for a longer time through multiple hand washings. That's important because it sticks with you a longer time. You get the benefit of it if it's relief. If you haven't tried it, maybe you should. Or if you haven't tried any of the great CBD products that Pro Bioscience produces right here in Salem with only Oregon-grown CBD, you should. Go to their website, pro-bioscience. That's pro, the dash mark, bioscience.com. And if you use the discount code New Year, you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go back to Tim. Tim, so you're more afraid of a baseball bat than somebody with a gun?
Yes. Because I think a bat elevates it. I don't think that, I made the comment once to a large group that if you have a gun, okay, it's defensive. Once you bring it out, you've elevated it. And when I was there, I didn't like it because they were looking at me. they were looking at me. And when I walked by, I didn't walk by and talk to them. And
I just felt like they were trying to intimidate you?
You do a great job. Perfect. And I'm there for you. I don't need them because I don't think they support or address what you do. You don't need them there. So they're there not for political reasons. And I think they elevate it. And yes, I'm nervous because I've got a call from an elected official already on that. They're nervous.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised about that just because, you know, elected officials are always worried about optics. Not wrongly, by the way, Tim, because optics mean things. I mean, just like cursing and yelling obscenities mean things, and it creates the wrong impressions in people, and frankly, the wrong impressions in people. Now, tomorrow, our rally is about prayer. And I don't want to see
afraid. It wasn't a political issue. They were afraid of them and what they are capable of doing, at least their interpretation.
Well, again, that doesn't surprise me. Thanks, Tim. I appreciate it. And again, it doesn't surprise me that a politician would be afraid. That's who they are. You never want to offend anybody. I can tell you just by personal experience, you don't want to offend anybody. Gateway Pundit has a story. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, the inventor of the QR code, he's the guy who said that they had hacked into the Dominion voting machines live during that Georgia Senate hearing. He confirms, this is a Gateway Pundit story, mail-in ballots were received with votes already filled in by a machine in Georgia. He reported yesterday on Twitter that ballots were provided in the 2020 election that he can confirm were filled in by a machine. Of course, that means these ballots were fraudulent. Individuals fill in circles in ballots and don't use machines to do that. Now, this is the guy, who invented the QR code. He's a computer nerd, folks. He's brilliant. He has a doctorate in computer science, I think. A doctorate, something like that.
He wrote yesterday, can confirm my team has been provided evidence of mail-in ballots with the votes already filled in by machine. More than one instance of has occurred, and it shows the voting machines can read and do accept machine-filled in mechanical ballots. That's fraud. Patrick Byrne, another computer geek who founded Overstock.com, says that he has found a shipping receipt from China in boxes of ballots used in the election. Someone by the name of Mary attempted to refute Pulitzer's tweet, and she was quickly put in her place. She took her tweet down as well. Yovan Pulitzer says, Mary, sorry that you are a judge, a board member, and an idiot. Who the H double toothpick said the machine fills it in? How did you get to your place and not able to read and discern? You really need an education. What we are saying, pre-printed means printed before machine scan. Now, yesterday, I got on a phone call with someone who had been talking to their congressman. I know all these people, and I'm not going to name the name. But the congressman said they had been in a nine-hour meeting with the president yesterday in the White House in the morning, and that the president was ultimately convinced by some in his circle not to invoke his executive order confiscating these voting machines. This person I was talked to was very upset about that. Why? Because they need the log files. The log files of these machines detail everything that's occurred, including updates, communications with wirelessly. And we found out yesterday that Dr. Eric Coomer of Dominion Voting System is on video admitting, yes, they do have wireless transmitters in them, the machines. They're not supposed to be, but they do. The log files detail all of this. Now, this person was upset because they need that to prove voter fraud in their state, manipulation, election fraud in their state. The log files, they're critical, folks. By the way, we've reached out to Mr. Pulitzer. He is promising to get back to us. He's a little busy right now. he says he can forensically review millions of ballots in a day and determine whether they're fraudulent or not, literally by taking the optical scans and his software examining the optical scans in detail. He can determine whether ballots were pre-printed or if they were actually sent through the mails, because they would have a crease in the paper. I'd love to have him join us in our effort in Oregon. And we're just getting started, folks. Speaking of that, we're just getting started. 2 more hours to go. Stick around, won't you? It's 6:59.